All right, well, we got calls and text, 888-429-0941. You pick your therapist and get one of them.
I have one for you, oh. It says,
I always got to go first.
Are you exhausted?
Yeah. I am so tired right now.
And it's a hard one, too. Like, it's kind of messy. Okay. Orlando, me and my boyfriend have been together for a year, and I'm 5 months pregnant. Oh. He was in jail for the first 3 months of my pregnancy. When he got out, things got a little complicated because his ex had a baby in January. I was a little insecure that they would hook back up, so I ended up kicking him out. I immediately regretted it and spent the next few weeks trying to have him come back home. He came home this past weekend, and we were trying to make it work, but I did see photos of him and his ex kissing on his phone. I love him. I want to make it work, but I'm not sure if it's worth it anymore. I'm scared that this is going to happen again.
Okay. I can only go off of what you said. You said you love him, okay? And you also said you kicked him out. When you kick somebody out, they're going to try and cling to somebody, to some sort of normalcy, and somebody with their baby. There's, like, emotional ties there. So I don't think you could really be mad at somebody for kissing somebody while you kicked them out off to their baby mama. With that being said, if he comes back, he has to be committed to you and to your baby. He also has to be committed to this other child, too. There doesn't end just because he chooses to be in a different relationship. So you have to decide if your love is bigger than all of the other mess. Mess is mess. Love should be all of the rest. So if anything, I would say, you know, you love him. Is that enough? If it is enough, then take him back in. Wipe away all that stuff. Stop looking at phone pictures and stuff like that. And realize he has a child with this person and he has to have some connectivity there. But it doesn't mean that he's going to be kissing and doing all that stuff. So give him a mulligan. You kicked him out. All right? That shouldn't factor in.
Wow.
It shouldn't factor in.
I'm surprised you said
that. He was out. I mean, we were on a break.
It hurts so bad, though, especially when you are going through that pregnancy situation.
All right, let's see here. What you got?
We have one for Meredith.
Yes.
It says, hello, my name is Allie. I've been with my baby daddy for 6 years. Obviously, we have a child together. He has been working these little BS jobs, and I've been telling him he needs to find a better job. I'm a full-time student and a part-time employee. After being patient with him, I told him that I would give him till the end of the month to get his ish together. That was 2 months ago. He just started working at a new job, which is a little better, but I just don't see a future with him anymore, and it's hard for me to tell him. He knows that he just doesn't think it's that serious, and I recently reconnected with an old friend, and I want to see where things go with him. What should I do?
Well, it sounds like you are done with the relationship. You're tired of being with somebody. I'm going to throw back a little bit of scrub. Somebody that doesn't really want to take care of the family or you or take themselves seriously. You know what's really sexy is motivation. Somebody that wants to go out there to kind of not only just take care of themselves, but also wants to contribute to the relationship. That being said, I've definitely dealt with this personally before, and I've thrown out threats, and that's never a good sign for a relationship, putting out threats and... Yeah, it sounds like you're done. It's time to move on. You did put a lot of time into the relationship, 6 years, but you know what? You could find happiness with somebody else. So it sucks, but you know what? Go ahead and try something new.
Not everybody gets to make it to happy.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, happiness is definitely important, and it's something that we play to the left a lot of times because you don't want to blow up a spot just for happiness because it makes you feel selfish. But
right.
At some point, you got to say, you know, your happiness does reign.
And having a job is kind of important, especially if you can get one these
days.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right, we got somebody on the line here. I think it's Chelsea. Is Chelsea there?
Yes. How are you, Orlando?
I'm great. You wanted Dr. O. You got Dr. O. What's your question?
Yes. Okay. So I just broke up with my fiance. He is in the military, and he went off on some training back in January because he's deploying soon. And things were really rocky before he left. But I decided that when he was gone that, you know, I'd rather just end our relationship. And turns out he was out there on Tinder, you know, messing around with other girls, and then came home and told me, you know, we can still be friends, all this type of stuff, and still wants to be normal. It was completely fine until I found out that he slept with somebody else. And we've had this problem in the past as well with him just being on Tinder. entertaining people, and I've had the whole conversation that everything that he says out of his mouth is like convincing. He's convincing me, I only want to be with you. All this stuff is my ego. It's my ego. I love you, whatever. And even as we've been doing this, like, I've been talking to somebody else. We're not together. Mind you, we live together and we're quarantined together right now. Mm.
You're quarantined with the man you broke up with?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Boy, you just had to throw a monkey. I was all sold on what I was going to tell you. But damn, y'all locked down together?
I know. So I'm like, how do I tolerate him be in the other room on my phone and still listen to him telling me that he wants to make this work?
Okay. All right. Listen. All right. Listen. I'm going to stop you right there. All right. Listen. The virus is the enemy. But you got a closer enemy in the house, all right? And you got to treat it just like the coronavirus. You got to stay away from him. Now, and the only reason I'm saying this, I wouldn't say this, but you said he does it all the time. He's done it repeatedly. And so he's proven to you who he is. You got to believe him. So instead of believing the snake oil salesman and the pitch that he got, believe what he's shown you. I was always told people show you more than they say to you. Saying it doesn't mean as much as what you've shown me. So he's showing you who he is. Believe it. Stay focused. I don't know if this other dude you're talking to is worth a damn, but I don't mind you entertaining somebody because you now are free. You have broken up with him. You are quarantined for safety. But say that safety has a factor, too, because if he's out there doing something dirty and brings it into the house,
oh, Lord.
You know, that's a dangerous thing, too. So you have to unequivocally trust him in this kind of situation because we're in a dire situation. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure he's not out there. So, yeah, y'all could be cordial. Y'all can make sure that you guys are focused on the safety of the household because that's paramount. He can't be out there hooking up. You can't be out here hooking up with this strange man. Y'all don't bring none of that in the house, but just know we are done because you have messed us over. Mm-hmm. Like, you have lost my trust. And the Freak Show said that pretty much as soon as the virus is gone, you got to get out. Okay? So let's not even messy it up. And you don't messy it up. Don't Netflix and chill and end up with your feet to Jesus or any kind of thing like that. No nookies. No Scooby snack.
We don't have time for that.
No, none of that. Don't do it. He's tainted. He got fingerprints that ain't yours on him.
Don't give it to him.
Don't give him
none.
He
doesn't deserve you.
Okay? Don't let him sweet talk it. Don't let the Babyface record start playing. None of that. Okay? Get you a rabbit or something. Do something else. Okay?
Look, I got enough animals.
There you go. Good rabbit, shower, massage your works too. Whatever you got to do, boo. Just don't do that. Mm-hmm. All right? We keep it real around here for
Therapy
Thursday.
Yeah.
We don't let you get tramped upon, trampled on, whatever.
You ready for another one?
I think hold her tramp for a second.
I'm about to take a swig of my hand sanitizer. I needed a drink out of that one.
Oh, okay. This one doesn't have a name with it. Does
Meredith, take it.
Okay, Meredith.
Or Dobby, you take it. I'll let Meredith
have this one.
How about a community?
One. I'll let you handle this. Lord, it says, look, I've been married to my husband for a year. We've been together for 8. He cheated on me 2 years prior to our marriage, and for some reason, I am not able to find it in my heart to fully forgive him. I still feel anger towards him. He acts like nothing ever happened, but then I get these episodes of insecurity. When we get into arguments, he throws it in my face that, quote, I'm the stupid one who went back to him. And then he says, I'm sorry, and I didn't mean to do it. We have 2 kids together. I cannot make it without him financially. I can't stay with anyone else.
Damn, this quarantine. It's messing everything up right now. Okay.
Without the quarantine, she was still being cheated on.
Right. So
before they got married.
She was still stupid.
I get it. But it's even worse now because you can't even leave. You can't even separate. You're stuck in the house with everything. So here is what I'm going to say. You decided that you were going to move forward in the relationship and try to make it work, which is noble because there's plenty of people that wouldn't have done that, including myself. But now you're realizing that you cannot get past this one thing. And it's also hard to be with somebody who continuously brings it up because you're going to have arguments. You're going to fight over stupid stuff. You're going to bicker. And if somebody continuously brings up and then you're getting blamed for his infidelity, you're just rolling back time. You can't move forward. You can't even have the healing process start. You're ripping off the Band-Aid and sticking a knife in exactly what happened. So if you can't get past it, you can't. So you've got to start making a plan for yourself. You have to be smart. I would try to start saving some money if you don't want to actually sit down or do a viral sit down with a counselor and see if you can actually work, then it's time to move on.
They ain't not working on it.
Either you can or you can't.
They are married, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the divorce is going to take care of, at least for you and the kids, with some co-parenting and all that stuff.
Right.
It's time to start planning on that. Forget all of that. We going to go. No, ain't no therapy.
It doesn't sound like therapy.
There's no salvage in this.
You stupid for staying with me, blah, 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 all this other. Listen, sometimes a lot of talking will show you exactly who somebody is and what they're thinking, especially when the fights start. Because when people fight dirty, that's the other side of them that you see that you don't see when they're being sweet.
That's very true.
And it's like when you got that go-to, if you that person who fight me and you swing on me and you do all these things that are when you're and you, that's your bag of tools that you go to at argument, then yeah. I don't need to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do what's better for your kids. And you mentioned finances, and the state will help you with that financial thing. It's not going to be comfortable because you're going through all of the hell. I mean, the world got a cold right now.
It sucks. You
got to get over it.
But there is a future for you.
Absolutely.
I look forward to that with your kids.
I don't like people who fight dirty. And some people do it because they were raised that way, and other people do it because they can't articulate their anger.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Backed up against the corner.
So they go to that angry side.
I disagree with both of you guys. I think they need to stay together because he cheated on her 2 years before they got married. They've been married a year now. So when she decided to walk down that aisle, she decided that everything that happened, and I have to put it past me. I know it's easier said than done, and she's having a hard time with it, but she has to fight her internal demons. And if she decided to stay with that man, not just stay with him,
Internal demons.
Her insecurities and everything she says is eating her alive. When she decided to proceed, not just stay with him, but get married, I think that she has to take that.
I'm not going to diss somebody for trying. She tried to go forward with it.
Right.
And that's cool.
A fresh start.
If she tried and he maybe if he fought better, she wouldn't feel so crazy. But when they fight, he goes to the you stupid for doing this and you stupid. It starts to mean something. Some people can tell you about yourself so much that you start to believe them. She's believing I'm stupid for staying. Instead of saying, baby, I did that, but we got past it, and we should be able to get whatever it is that I can do to earn your trust, I'll work on it every day. That person seems like somebody you want to go and get counseling with. Somebody who's like, you the stupid one. You walked down the aisle. You knew what it was, what it is, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. All right, bye, bitch.
I get it. He's super rude and being a douche. However, if you forgive him, I don't think you can unforgive him unless he messes up again.
Oh, yeah, you can.
What?
Oh, yeah, you can. I've been unforgiving.
Two years later.
You have to be in a willing relationship with both people.
But I think that relationship was willing when they walked down the aisle a year after he cheated.
You see so many weddings.
Y'all ever heard when the family feuds? This is where Davi and Meredith start fighting.
It'll go until 10.
They the doctors that's supposed to be fixing folks, and they over here fighting. I'm just going to sit back and watch y'all fight.
Do you want her to be happy, unhappy for the rest of her life?
I want her to work through this. This is a decision that she made.
She's been trying for 2 years now. It's not working.
She had a year to think about, do I want to proceed with this? Yes.
Because she walked down the aisle, you're saying that she's stuck now.
Made that commitment in front of God, in front of to each other, in front of everybody, I don't think you can go back.
It sounds like she's
God rolling his eyes too.
A dysfunctional relationship, first of all. Yeah. Second of all, and it can turn verbally abusive. You don't want to be stuck in a relationship like that. But you're only hearing it from her end of the story. Of course I am. We both are.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure that there is a back and forth there.
Yes, I agree.
So it's all I know is her part,
and it doesn't sound healthy. By the way, as somebody that does have a child and is about to have another kid, I do not want my kid growing up in a dysfunctional relationship, seeing her parents argue all the time like that. I grew up like that, and it will mess you up. Look at the other side.
She doesn't even have the bread to leave.
Right.
So do you want your kids growing up in motels? I'd rather them be happy and broke. That's how I was raised. You're not going to be happy at the $49 a night motel when you're leaving a house.
She could go stay with grandmama or something.
She has nobody else. Any marriage counselors,
if y'all could talk to Davi and Meredith and get them in a room, because, I mean, this is happening.
Her last sentence of the text was, I can't stay with anyone
else. We got to figure it out. There's charities locally in town.
That's why she's got to stay. Or he got to pay.
But that's unhealthy.
You can't kick me out for something I did 2 years ago after you forgave me and we got married.
Right, but it ain't better. I'm not going to be unhappy with your ass. It ain't better. You better get better. Damn.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.